Hi, I'm Ashley, and you are listening and watching Confidence in Coffee. What if I was to tell you that you can find confidence despite any of your circumstances, good or bad? I'm going to help you navigate the waters of womanhood, whatever season that is in, whether it's marriage, singleness, or you're drowning in children. I'm going to help you find confidence and hope through Christ. I'm going to leave you with plenty of encouragement and practical tips to overcome those limiting beliefs so you can live a life well. Plus, you know we're going to find a few laughs along the way. So grab your favorite cup of coffee and join me as we chat confidence in coffee. Hi, welcome back to Confidence in Coffee. I am your host, Ashley Henriot. If you're new here, please stay. I'm so glad you're here. I pray right now for you that you get the favor of God, that God blesses you wherever you are with your crazy children, whether you're in the car and you're rushing to work, whatever it is, if you're in the office, I pray for you right now. And I pray that you find rest today. I pray that you're encouraged today. I pray that you stay. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. So before we go into the topic, right now, hit the subscribe button if you're listening on YouTube. If you're listening to anywhere there's podcast, then I want you to leave a rating and a review saying, oh gosh, I love Ashley. This podcast was so awesome, so cool, or maybe it sucked. I don't know. Either way, you're building the kingdom of God, because the more you do that, that it takes 5 seconds, the more it shoots out to other people. And you need to bless other people with God's presence today. And that's what you're going to get here. Okay. We're giving all the glory to God. I am so excited. I am very passionate about you. I am passionate about you finding confidence in Christ, knowing that your circumstances could suck, that people in your past maybe suck and they said awful things about you. Maybe you believed awful things about you. Maybe you went through horrible things and you don't see yourself worthy of such a huge calling on your life. You can't even begin to imagine that. Well, that's why I'm here. That's why Confidence in Coffee was born. It's so that you know biblically in truth with the Lord that you can be confident and you can walk out your calling despite anything. Who cares what they think? Cares about what people say about you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you went through. God has a calling on your life. He's just preparing you. And I'm here to be your big sister and encourage you with that truth. And today, with that, we're going to talk about some practical ways to do while waiting on God. Mm-hmm. And why we have to wait on God. What's the importance of waiting on God, especially when we see others walking out their purpose. And it was amazing. But I want to talk about practical ways that we can wait on God, what we can do while we wait on God. And I've noticed that most people tend to act in one of two ways while waiting on a promise from God. Okay. Some of us, and this is me as a confidence coach and as experiencing this, we try to get above God's plan, do some work, do the hustle. Amen. Or like, have you heard this? Maybe get ahead of yourself, jump of God and make things happen. Others literally put their life on hold. Mm-hmm. Sitting around passively, not my style. I'm a go-getter, good and a bad thing. But some people just sit around and passively until something happens. Okay. And I've been guilty of this too. But neither of those approaches are helpful. Not only that, but none of them are what God intended for us. So what can we do instead? We can wait actively, not jumping ahead of God, not sitting around either. I want to share 5 practical things you can do while waiting on God that will bring growth in your faith, relationships, and personal well-being. Waiting and trusting go hand in hand. Before we talk about the practical things you can do while waiting on God, let's discuss this important principle, waiting and trusting, and how they go hand in hand. Isaiah 40:29-31 says, "He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even you shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It's easy to grow faint and weary while we're waiting. Amen. Depending on the translation that you read, you may find the words wait, hope, or trust. And that's because these three things, they go hand in hand. Okay? And it all is around faith. In order to wait well, we must also trust and hope in the one we are waiting for. We'll have strength in difficult waiting seasons when we recognize that God is our source and we return to Him regularly to be filled up. This is how we will be equipped to endure the waiting season with joy. Mm-hmm. Write that down. Now, waiting doesn't mean your life suddenly goes on hold. Okay? Therefore, if you need to care for each aspect of your life as you wait, you can. If you want to grow and not grow stagnant while waiting on God, you need to let God pour strength into you. You need to live your life with joy and allow God to use your life for His glory with where you're at. Now, let's talk about the practical ways to do that. I'm going to use God's words of Israel to Israel. Stubborn people, okay? I'm going to use God's words to Israel during their Babylonian captivity to illustrate five practical things we could be doing while waiting on God. These include building houses and living in them, planting gardens and eating their produce, taking wives and having sons and daughters, and multiplying there. Finally, we will discuss being aware of God's promise during times of waiting. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage that they may bear sons and daughters. Okay, I'm reading the Bible. Okay, it's in Jeremiah 29:5-6. Stay with me. That they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. God, at least owned it. Like, I sent you there because you were stubborn. So here are five ways. Build and enjoy your career. Live in them. This speaks to having a livelihood or a career and finding enjoyment in it. Perhaps you're waiting on your dream job, but just because you don't have that dream job doesn't mean you can't enjoy the one who currently has. It might have to take some time to get the dream job, but don't ignore the one you have while you're waiting. Find something that you love about this job and pour into it. Think about the things you can be learning and the skills you can be strengthening. Enjoy this present moment because it is a beautiful blessing from God. Take classes. Join a community. I have my own community. I joined communities, masterminds, so I could grow in my waiting season, so I could develop my character, just like He did with David before King. We talked about that last episode. Number two, take care of your health and well-being. In Jeremiah 29:5, it talks about plant gardens and eat produce. So we talked about build houses and live in them. Two is plant gardens and eat their produce. Now, I believe this can speak to our health and well-being, okay? While we are waiting on a promise from God, we must remember just how important it is to stay healthy. Today is just as important as tomorrow. If we're not cultivating our health today, how will we be able to thrive when we walk into the promise we've been waiting on? Remember, the gifts of God is not just the things you're waiting on. It includes the life, health, and well-being of today. Steward it well. For instance, I started working out, and you guys have seen it like before the new year, before it was 2023. It took a huge social media break in the month of December, for the whole month of December. And I decided in that time that I wanted to start exercising. Now, I had lost 40 pounds prior, but I wanted to start eating whole foods and I wanted to truly create a exercise routine that was realistic for my life and something that I could actually stick to. And I started with low impact and then I started putting weights And then I started to ride my bike again because it was important. And I saw such a difference even in my waiting seasons. I took trainings, took masterminds, and I just consumed in growing in what God was calling me to, because I knew that's what I needed to do. Number three, cultivate healthy relationships. Take wives in Jeremiah 29:6. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage that they may bear sons and daughters. This speaks to our relationships. Sometimes when we're waiting on one thing, we can forget about everything else around us. Value and grow your relationship in this season with your kids, with your spouse, with your friends. Maybe you need a coach. Maybe you need a mentor. Maybe you need a therapist. Go out and meet new people. Have lunch with an old friend. Start or join a Bible study group, small group. But please keep focusing on your relationships while you are waiting. God is the God of order, and all of these things matter to Him. After all, God's promises are never for us alone. They are often meant to be passed down and shared with others within our community. Number four, grow your community. Jeremiah 29:6 says, multiply there and do not decrease. This falls in line with the previous point, but I still think it needs to be emphasized. Not only do we steward our current relationships, but we also grow our community. Multiply, make disciples, tell someone about Jesus, go have coffee with your neighbor. You want to influence thousands of people? Do you know your neighbor? Do you know what their life is like? Be a mentor to someone else. Teach others what you know. God's work needs to go on whether you're in a waiting season or not. Keep doing the good work He has called you to do. And number five, be aware of God's promise. Jeremiah 29:10, do you remember what it says? For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for in Babylon, I will visit you and I will fulfill you my promise and bring you back from this place of exile. Be aware of God's promise. Finally, be aware of God's promise. While you want to make the most of waiting season, you don't want to get so comfortable that you don't remember where God wants to take you. Occupy the moment and space you are in, but don't forget that God wants to take you somewhere new in His timing. When He says it's time to go, be willing to leave where you are and move forward with Him. The important thing to take from this is that life doesn't just stop because you're waiting. You still need to live your life, have fun, work, build a community while waiting eagerly for where God plans to take you. I hope this was helpful, and I will drop these five basic things to do, practical, easy things to, well, they're not easy, but they're practical to do while you are in the waiting season. If you loved this episode, you know what I'm going to ask you to do. What do you think? Share it on social media, okay? I love my community on social media. I want to see you. I want to see if what your revelation was from this episode. If it helped you, if it encouraged you, maybe it encouraged your friend. Share it. I want to connect with you. I want to celebrate with you as you're in your waiting season. Don't forget to leave a rating, a review, get it out to somebody else. I challenge you to send this to a friend. Start building that community. I will see you next Tuesday on Confidence and Coffee.